Hey everybody, how you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Check out VolpeMartialArts.com for more details, but it's KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. Volpe Martial Arts, my brother, Sifu Adam Volpe, gives you his lifelong passion, lifelong experience, love of the sport, love of camaraderie, love of everything comes right to you 6 days a week. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. Folks, today I'm talking about being a lifelong learner. It's the most important thing. One of the most important things I think in my life is the fact that I'm going to be a lifelong learner, and I think you should be as well. I hope you enjoy this episode of Fatso Radio 147. November 26th. Wow. Have a great night. I love you all. Fatso Radio. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Lily, take it away.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
our very first podcast show.
Yeah. Welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? My name is Carlo, and welcome to Fatso Radio. This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Folks, episode number 147. This is where we are. This is where I am. And welcome to Fatso Radio. Welcome back to Fatso Radio. If you're returning, thank you so much for watching, for listening, subscribing, and sharing, and all that. Or if this is your first time listening to Fatso Radio, first time watching Fatso Radio, thank you for joining Fatso Radio. Fatso Radio is a podcast dedicated to talking about my journey, talking about my continuous journey, basically, from the beginning of weight loss, but after, and my kind of review of it and my look back at it and my journey now going forward with not just weight loss, but with cancer and overall health and everything in between. Tonight on episode 147, I want to talk about being a lifelong learner. And I mean that in many, many different ways. And you can mean that in many different ways. And hopefully I'll talk about many different ways. But the first way I want to kind of talk about, I guess, is just being a lifelong learner in something like your job or your career. And I know that kind of can go without saying, but it's funny. When I was in high school, I heard that maybe we'd have many careers in our life, but I kind of didn't really believe it. And what I thought was maybe I'd have one or two careers, maybe, or maybe I'd just have one, or I didn't really think much about it. I do remember hearing that, you know, we would have many more careers than our parents did, or our grandparents did for that matter, because a lot of times sometimes people still do it, but a lot of times in the past, people would have one job and they would have that for 30 years, 40 years, whatever. Now, if you have your own business, or if you do something as a trade or something like that, you can still do that. But a lot of people don't do that today. A lot of people today have a career in one field and then they switch to another field, but it's still kind of the same thing because it's still kind of different, but it's still kind of the same because all your skills are applicable, right? As you're going through life. And I guess this is the point of my whole podcast tonight but as you're going through life, you pick up skills, you pick up these things and you learn and you tap into some of your natural abilities, but you also just learn new things wherever you go. Different jobs, you know, school, all that stuff. So the first thing I want to talk about is basically just work. You know, coming out of high school, coming out of college, coming out of university, a lot of people just have one job and then they change, or I guess you can have one job at a time. But typically, you know, you start having a job. And like you said, if it does change, and for me, it's changed a lot, where I had one field kind of like right when I went out of college, you know, whatever I studied in college, I kind of went right into that field. And then a couple of years later, 4 or 5 years later, I switched fields to something different. Something completely different on one hand, but then very similar on another hand. Something like if the first job that I had, you know, was in security work, but it still had customer service, right? And the second job I had was different. It was maybe more in computers, but you still have to use your customer service skills. And then as you're going along, you're acquiring new skills. As you're going along, you're applying your skills from your last job, you're applying your skills you had, you know, kind of innately maybe, or your abilities you had innately, tapping into those abilities. And then you're going and going from job to job. And even if it is in the same field, something's going to change. A new company, new ways of doing things, new spinning, you have to be flexible, you know, and we're the most flexible species probably ever. We're probably one of the most adaptable species, or who knows, but we're very adaptable as people because we can adapt to any situation, right? And that's what I'm getting at is, you know, Then if you go to a different field in job, you go to a different field in life, you learn more skills, and that, you know, and kind of, and that's what I'm getting at. And I kind of, I'm seeing in life that for me, at least, like a lot of people will have one job and they'll be just getting better and better and better at it. And that's their progression and that's their challenge and that's their thing or whatever. And I still, those people are, I'm still talking about you as being a lifelong learner, because there's always more to learn, right? Even if you're in one kind of certain focus field and you decide to stay there for 35 years, you can, the possibilities are endless of what you can actually learn. So, or like me, if you've switched a lot of jobs and changed a lot of jobs, sometimes it's your choice, sometimes not your choice. Sometimes life happens and you get laid off, or the economy flops, or there's a pandemic going on, and sometimes you lose your job for that, and then you get a new job for that, and then you, whatever. The idea is that I've really had the opportunity. Sometimes it's not awesome. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's amazing. I've been very fortunate, but it's still difficult, right? I'm fortunate, I'm blessed, I'm whatever, but definitely switching jobs, or switching careers for that matter, you know, is very challenging. But it does give you an opportunity to keep on learning. It forces you to keep on learning and keep on being able to take information and learn from it and apply it. I think it's good for me. I think I've read that it's good for you. I think that it's good for everybody. And it doesn't, you know, just apply to work. It can apply to school as well. You know, you can be 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old. I mean, most of my listeners, most of my viewers are in that range. So you can be 30 years old, lose your job, or just decide to change jobs, or decide to go back to school and learn something else, right? 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old. I mean, I think there are people like in their 60s right now that are still becoming doctors, because we're realizing that a lot of people are kind of, well, first of all, we're living long, right? People live a long age, or we have the ability to, fortunate, I guess, good fortune to live longer. But at the same time, all the information is out there. And that's one of the things that I think fuels this whole being a lifelong learner. And I truly believe that I'm going to be a lifelong learner. I hope so. I think that's one of the things that we should do. It's one of our tasks in life. It's one of the important things that we should really do, because that, sorry, there was like a fly or something here. But I think that should be something that we do, because it will keep us sharp, and it will not only keep us sharp, but keep us focused, I guess, on what's important. Because if you, I don't know, if you don't keep yourself sharp, or if you don't keep yourself challenged in life, I think you can kind of, I know you can kind of get really, really lazy, not just physically lazy, but you can also get mentally lazy like that. And I think this is good for me. I think it's good for us as well. Last thing I wanted to talk about is, and this is going to be a short episode again. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. But the last thing I want to talk about a little bit is being a lifelong learner for me also includes religion, because, and that may be a surprise. I don't know, for all four listeners, just kidding. Hi, Ma. Sorry, I just take a drink of coffee there. But religion has been something for me I've come on a huge kind of a circle. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I started even. To look back now, it's hard for me to remember when I've ever thought about religion much. I thought about church, right? But when I ever thought about religion much, or thought about God much, even as a child. And then I'm not sure when I stopped thinking about God. I'm not sure when I started thinking about God, but I do know that I started really questioning things and really challenging things, and really had very, at times, very, very strong opinions and strong convictions. And you know, against and for, you know, sometimes for and sometimes against. So it's been something that I've had as life goes. Like, it's not a matter of getting more information that's kind of taught me more, that's you know, letting me learn more. I guess it has on one sense. On one hand, it has. I've gotten more information because I've actually opened the Bible, right? I grew up Catholic, right? Christian Catholic. But in the last little while, I've been curious. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to open up the Bible. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm also going to go to church, which I've done in the last six, eight, I don't know, a couple months, I guess, 3 or 4 months. And I'm learning from that. So I guess I can't say that I'm not taking any new information. Actually, I have to say that's completely what I'm doing. I'm taking new information, but I'm also having an open mind with it. And that's the thing, that's the key. When you're going to learn, if you're ever going to learn more, I truly believe, whether it's at a young age or at a new age, whether you're relearning, retraining, you have to have an open mind and you have to seek that information, I guess. So it is, that's exactly what it's, what's going on. And so I've been going to church and I've been going with my dad. Even my dad's not there. I've still gone a few times without him. And I've been drawn to church, drawn to a Catholic church. I'm not sure why exactly. I keep on going. I like it. I'm not sure exactly what I like about it. There are certain things that I could probably point out. I mean, I like the fact that it's a, the point that it's very ritualistic. I like that. I didn't like that when I was a kid. I like it more now. I like that I know what to expect every week because it has the same structure, right? When you go to a mass, a Catholic mass, at least, and I'm sure other services are very similar in the way they're kind of laid out. But when you go to a Catholic mass, you know, there's an opening, you know, music. And in the old days, they used to walk down the aisle. And then now, you know, priest just comes out, says, hey, what's up, basically. And then there's a, you know, everybody sits down, there's a reading, a first reading, a second reading, you know, then there's a gospel, which is the, you know, the writings of Jesus, right, in the New Testament. And then, excuse me, take a drink. And then basically there is the homily when the priest explains, I guess, his interpretation of the Catholic Church's interpretation, or maybe just how he feels about the gospel. And then there's Eucharist where they, you know, give the body and the blood, you know, drink, eat the bread and drink the wine, some churches. You know, and there's more prayers, and then it's the same every week. And I'm not trying to devalue it. I'm not trying to skim through it by not, you know, saying every single step, but I like it. I like it. It's, but it's not entertaining. It's, I want to make sure that I'm clear when I say that. I don't know why I'm trying to be clear about that, but it's not entertaining. And I don't think it's ever supposed to be entertaining. Maybe it is. Sorry, I take that back completely. There are probably some churches that also bring in entertainment, I guess, in the form of maybe music, but maybe entertainment is not the right word. Maybe just connection, maybe, you know, worship is the word, I guess. So it's, excuse me, it's been very emotional for me as well. I've felt so much emotion. I've been in tears many, many times throughout the weeks. I'm not exactly sure why or, you know, where the emotions are coming from, but hey guys, remember, I'm not a specialist in anything. I'm not an expert in anything, but I'm just kind of explaining what's going on in my life. But it has been very emotional for me, and I keep on going back, and I'm very grateful that it's there. I'm very grateful that church is there. I'm very grateful that I'm glad that I'm just doing what I'm doing, and it's hard to kind of completely explain, but it's, I like it. And like I said, it's hard to use the word like it's not entertainment, like, but I'm getting a lot. Someone say, well, what are you getting from it? Well, I'm getting a lot of time for reflection. I'm getting a lot of time of quiet dedication to my just reflection, personal reflection, I guess. So it's been emotional. Like I said, it's been very, a lot of time to reflect. It's been good. It's, it's funny. Like, I'm still not sure what I could say that I believe, but, excuse me, but I'm glad that I'm hearing, you know, I'm glad that I'm hearing the stuff I'm hearing. I'm glad that I'm receiving the teachings, and I'm kind of accepting them as far as, like, I'm receiving them well. And I'm learning more. I'm kind of relearning a bunch of stuff, but I'm also just learning, and I'm kind of learning to, just go with this feeling. I'm learning to just kind of follow my heart with this, follow my soul. If we have souls, this would be definitely an example of me following my soul, or, you know, definitely. Because I just go. I go and I want to go. I want to go. Like, nobody's forcing me to go. If anybody's forcing me to do anything, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to church. And it's new. It's different. Again, like I said, I'm learning how to kind of, I don't know. It's good. I like it. So be a lifelong learner, folks. That's this episode. I'm always going to learn, whether it's diet, whether it's nutrition, whether it's, hey, I did this thing. I mean, new jobs. That's another thing. I didn't even get to chat about it right now, but I'm going to talk about it soon. Getting a new job, and I've got a new job recently, right? Making salami, making all these products. It's physical. I like it. I'm learning more, not just the physical part, but I'm learning things like how to drive a forklift and how to move things and how to make all these different things and how to run all these different machines as well. It's really cool. I really like it. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God, I guess. I don't mean guess in a bad way, but like, I suppose it's possible. So I'm trying, I'm learning. And the other thing too about the whole going to church thing is that I think that there's something with the idea, not the idea, but I think there, you get something because you're trying as well. And maybe that's the secret, is that maybe that's where the connection will come from. Maybe that's where the belief or the faith will come from. Because those are hard words to understand. Like, what does belief actually mean? What does faith actually mean? Well, do I have faith that I don't know what that means. Like, will I go every Sunday? Well, it's my actions. I'm going to go every Sunday, right? Or if I don't go every Sunday, I don't go every Sunday. I'm going to do a podcast every Friday. Maybe I won't one Friday, but I'm compelled to do this podcast. Ma, pa, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Everybody else, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching as well. I love you all. Thank you. Episode number 147. Thoughts. How are you doing? How are you doing? Lifelong learner, folks. I'm always going to be a lifelong learner, I hope. I think you should as well. It's probably one of the good things to do. I'm not an expert, but I'm just another guy trying to get through life. Peace. I love you all. Thank you so much. Bob's going to say thanks for listening. And that's all. That's all. Radio loves you. I love you. Peace. Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
That's so radio, the really great podcast show.
That's so radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso,
a very first podcast show.